When Mayor Luke Ravenstahl was quietly sworn into office following the 2006 death of Mayor Bob O'Connor, the 26-year-old city council president became the youngest mayor of a major U.S. city. At the time, he made several national television appearances, most notably a spot on The Late Show with David Letterman, and headlines spoke of his promise.
He indeed did have a promising start, and he handled that transition, those difficult times, with grace. Even the national publicity that would have caused a lot of people to stumble was handled smoothly, and he comported himself well and made Pittsburgh proud. So we all thought this young fellow is going to do it. The kid's going to pull it off.
Joseph Sabino Mystic is a law professor at Duquesne University and then top aide for former Mayor Sophie Maslov. He says the optimism didn't last too long.
Shortly thereafter, he began this series of personal judgment calls that were just very bad, political missteps, I think. And it sort of took the wind out of the sails of his administration. He could never get back on track, unfortunately, because it seemed to be one fumble after another.
Trouble spots included the city ethics board raising questions about Ravenstahl's participation in a two-day charity golf outing with UPMC and the Pittsburgh Penguins paying the $9,000 entry fee. In 2007, Ravenstahl was criticized for using a Homeland Security-funded SUV to go to a Toby Keith concert in Washington County. Personal issues arose as well. Then on March 1st, following the opening of a federal probe into city finances, and after he'd launched his reelection bid, Ravenstahl announced he would be dropping out of the race.
Many will speculate about my motives and will conclude the investigation is the reason for my decision today. It's not, because I've done nothing wrong. That will be proven over time.
The federal investigation is ongoing, and so far no charges have been brought against Ravenstahl. His legacy did have some triumphs. Under his watch, the Pittsburgh Promise Scholarship Program was started, the G20 summit went off without any major hitches, and economic growth continued. But Mystic says it might all be for naught.
Unfortunately, even for many of the people in his administration, whatever accomplishments they've managed to have during this time period, during this administration, will be eclipsed by the personal failings, the personal stumblings and embarrassments of this mayor.
Ravenstahl's future remains unclear. He has said he'll stay in Pittsburgh, but hasn't announced his next move. Is his political career over? Mystic says that's anyone's guess.
They used to say there are no second acts in American politics, but of late, that seems to be not so true. People weather all sorts of scandals and missteps and embarrassing situations, and they come back for another swing at the ball.
As for the future of the city, Mystic is optimistic and says Mayor-elect Bill Peduto has struck the right chord with the public and says he's poised to take Pittsburgh to the next level. Peduto will take the oath of office Monday on the steps of the city county building. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.